Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
General Booty from quarterback at Louisa Monroe.
I was on Wake Up Mincy with him. Yeah, it was me and General Booty on the same Wake Up Mincy. He double booked us. I've done a podcast with General Booty.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 158. Today we have a surprise topic. Nobody on the panel today, except for me, knows what the topic is. We have Nick and KB back after being last week. We have Rudy, and we have Danny Conrad. I'm nursing just an exceptionally bleeding asshole, so no office
for me. Your asshole's bleeding?
Exceptionally?
Dude, exceptionally bleeding. It is. I had two hemorrhoids removed, and then another one grew in its place. So I've just been interested in the. You could not believe.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah. One took its place. Know. Did it take the place of both of them?
I think it's big enough that it substituted the size of the both of them because it's vengeance. Pure hell, dude. Absolute fucking.
Are you sitting on a donut right now?
No, apparently that makes it worse. I didn't know that. I thought the whole point was that it's supposed to make it better. Not true. Apparently it makes it a lot worse in the long run.
So what, no anal for a month? Or what's the doctor
saying? Yeah, what is the deal?
No anal?
No pegging?
Her strap has been put away. It's medically retired.
Well, yeah, to put in a storage unit.
Yeah, medically retire all of them. But today's topic, we talked about it, I think, a while back, but we never got into it. And there'll be a prize involved in this topic. It is, what is, and not the funniest, but what is the best college football name? We've talked about this a while back. I'm not saying funniest. We're saying which one is the best college football name.
Nickname, like mascot nickname?
No.
Player names.
Oh, player name. Okay.
Player names.
Love this.
Player names.
Are they currently in the NCAA?
They all played in the 2024 season.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. And whoever, there is one option in all these seats, including the chain options. One of them is fake. One of them is made up by me. And each one of you will get one guess to try and spot which one is the fake one. And if you win, you get a very special prize, which I'll bring with me next
time.
I want the prize.
Until the end?
Do we wait till the end?
You want to wait to hear what the prize is?
No, like on the guess of...
Do we write down what we think our
I think we should text
is?
It to you and not you say could, anything out loud.
You could absolutely... I think that works too, yeah. Text it
we
to me.
Text it whenever just, to you.
I was thinking almost like a buzzer system, like whoever gets it first. But yeah, I think that works too.
Oh, yeah. I like the buzzer. And then if you say fake,
okay,
you're out. You
that.
Get no more.
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I won't even tell you the prize then. I'll show you the prize if you get it right.
It's fine.
But before that, let's talk about our good friends over at Game Time.
It's going to be a pickled hemorrhoid.
It's a jar of hemorrhoids.
It's just an on sitting in like pickles fucking saline solution.
It's his dildo.
it's my strap. You can borrow the used one. But before that, let's talk about our good friends over at Game Time. Did you know that you can get tickets to System of a Down right now, MetLife Stadium, row 326. And the good thing about MetLife, no bad seats. I mean, as much as I want to shit talk MetLife, really not many bad seats. Upper in 326, $113. System of a Down, a band all four of us, I think, grew up on, right?
Yep, that's right. Five of us. Big shout out to Serge. What's his last name?
He's Turkish.
Yeah.
Armenian, I think.
Armenian?
Oh, because he's got some things to say.
Yeah, he's got stuff. He's got stuff on his mind.
Yeah.
Weird Dance was my favorite.
Opera singer. Trained in opera.
Got a great voice. But yeah, you can go see that with Game Time. And also, football season is here, so we can't wait to see some games later in the rest of this fall. We got the Super Bowl, obviously, coming up the rest of the playoffs. With the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You know how much we love Game Time? Now with the new Game Time Picks feature, it's even easier to go and see a game. They filter out all the fluff to show you only the incredible deals and great seats so that you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Plus, if you're trying to cheer on the Irish or the Buckeyes in the National Championship January 20th, Game Time has an exclusive discount for you. These exclusive deals offer 10% off tickets on the 300-level sideline, 200-level 200-level end zone, 200-level corner, where fans with flexibility can find deeper discounts by letting Game Time choose their exact seats for the game. Just select one of these zone deals, and Game Time will choose your seats within the selected zone. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase, and get exclusive discounts on the College Football National Championship game with Game Time zone deals now through January 20th. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET, B-R-A-C-E-T, for $20 off. Download Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right. Our first match of the day, and I'll share screen for this because I want you to be able to see the players. That includes the fake option.
It's just a cartoon drawing. Guess which one's fake.
I don't think you'll be able to tell, but we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, first option, Rowdy. This is a combo one. Rowdy and Rocky Beers, they're brothers. They both play tight end for FIU.
Okay. So,
I'm trying to think of which one's actually the better name, Rowdy or Rocky.
Rowdy Beers,
Rowdy
I think.
Rowdy Beers.
Yeah. Rowdy Beers, I think, is a really good one. And FIU, I think, is a good spot for them.
One has a significantly larger chin.
Yeah, I like his
crimson
face.
Crimson chin ass. Yeah, and if we're going by like scarcity, I've never heard of someone named Rowdy before, but I've heard of plenty of Rockies.
You've heard of plenty of Rockies?
Plenty of Rockies.
Yeah. You don't know plenty of Rockies.
I know.
A couple Rockies.
I know one Rocky. Smart as hell.
Valedictorian of my class.
That's right.
I don't think I've seen another, yeah.
I know two personally.
I like names like that are actual first names instead of the parents just saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
So I like Rocky Beers.
And are these their government names, Ken Jack?
These are their government names, yeah.
Okay.
So Rowdy Beers.
I believe these are real.
Yeah, these are real. I mean, just all you have to do is if you think it's fake, just throw out the buzzer, be like, fake, however you want to signify it. But it's Rowdy and Rocky Beers, brothers over at FIU tight ends. And they're going up against the number 12 seed, which is, let me get it clicked, Turbo Richard.
Turbo
Richard is funny.
Yes.
Running back over at Boston College. Turbo Richard is the perfect running back name.
A risk to name your kid Turbo, and he might not be fast.
Look.
Yeah. Right.
If he was slow and his name was Turbo Richards, yeah, that would be... Mm-hmm. If he was mentally slow and his name was Turbo Richard, that would also
Turbo
be
Dick.
Turbo Dick. Yeah.
Richard has a last name. I like
Damn.
It.
Turbo Dick. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with you, Rudy. Turbo Richard versus Rowdy and Rocky Beers. Which one are you going with as the better college football name?
Well, I mean, Rowdy and Rocky Beers is, I feel like that is a very cool thing. Like they're at parties like, yeah, they're the beer twins. I mean, that
the beer plays. Twins. Yeah.
The beer twins plays, but
the beer brothers.
The beer brothers on the jersey looks great. Beers being the last name is good, but Turbo Richard, really, I don't know. There's just something about it. I think the Rowdy and Rocky Beers, it just sort of seems kind of hacky by the parents.
Yeah, it's hacky. It's a little hacky. We got to watch where we step because we'll probably be co-workers with them in 6 months.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah. And so I like Turbo Richard. It just sort of rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. One for Turbo Richard, KB.
This is tough. I think the fact that they're twins beers, like twin beers, is just a blessing. I think I got to go with the Beers twins.
I don't think they're twins. I think, by the way, they're just brothers.
Brothers. Okay.
So two beers is good.
There's no better feeling than two beers.
Yeah.
But in my head, you're going with the Beers?
I'm going with the Beers, even though I love Turbo Richard. Turbo Richards is funny. It sounds like a really lame like action figure.
Yeah, Turbo Richard. In my head, I'm imagining a regular guy named Richard introducing himself, and he's like, "Oh, I'm Richard." And he's like, "I'm Turbo Richard."
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
Which is really funny. Because, like, I'm meeting a turbo version of you out.
Yeah.
Nightmare situation.
And he is in every context. He's probably faster than every other Richard he meets.
Yes, that's Turbo Richard. And
I could be swayed to go to Turbo Richard.
I'm going Turbo Richard.
Two for Turbo Richard, one for the Beers brothers. Danny.
I'm going Turbo Richard as well. I kind of don't like the name Rowdy Beers at all. I'm kind of questioning if you would try to dupe us on the first one with that. Turbo Richards, he had no choice but to become a running back. Rowdy and Rocky Beers, they have no choice but to potentially become alcoholics. Turbo Richard.
They'd be good bar owners, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think between these two, I do think Rowdy Beers is just like that guy is the luckiest person in the world when he's in college because like everybody wants to be friends with Rowdy Beers, right?
The Rowdy pisses me off. Like you said, it's too forced.
Too much. Yeah, it's a little corny.
How would you ever think of even naming a child Rowdy?
Right. That's not a good. Rowdy isn't a good thing.
No.
No.
Right?
It's also kind of like, imagine
in
having to call
college,
that.
it's got some love in college.
I don't want to be able to see my first name on a Jumbotron as like a as an invitation to like what to do.
Yeah.
Let's get rowdy. I don't want to
see I know they're playing that at those games too.
Let's get Nick.
But then they say like it's turbo time, I'm sure, when this guy gets the ball or so.
You think they say it's turbo time, Ken Jack?
Yeah. If I had to take a guess.
It's turbo time.
They almost got a all right, Boston College. It's turbo time.
You made the you joke. That sounds like something they would definitely do at Boston
it
College for
does.
Sure.
It definitely does.
Yeah, franchises will draft him just for the marketing aspects alone.
Newton, get on your feet.
For turbo time. I think I would go for Turbo Richard as well. I think just the name Turbo is that's an exceptional name.
My only thing is, did they give it to him as a nickname after he was already fast as a like a youth football player?
Right.
Given
or
name.
Is that his government? That's his given name?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's deserving.
Turbo is just a great word in general, let alone name.
It
but like
is a
paired
big...
with Richard, the most regular name, is so funny.
It's funny.
I'm not like regular Richard.
Like you think like Super Richard, Richard Nixon and then Turbo Richard. Like
let's
just...
throw this Richard into Turbo.
I think I would go with Turbo Richard as well. Just a great name. A lot of expectations on that kid growing up. Like, do you remember he talked about Slam Dunkley a while back and how he just didn't play basketball?
That sucked. Yeah, just didn't make it.
Yeah, damn shame. So Turbo Richard is going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. Legend Journey, DL out of Cal, is our 13 seed. That is,
cool
I think,
picture.
A really good name, but maybe as like a philosopher, not a DL.
They don't go well together.
Mm-mm. No. Too close to Legendary, or like, did you pronounce it wrong? Legend Journey.
I think Journey Legend would play better.
I think so, too.
Yeah. What do you nickname? Would you call him like Ledge? No, that doesn't work at all.
LJ.
LJ.
Ooh, LJ. LJ is a good, that's a good acronym too for a name.
LJ Journey.
Legend.
Well, that's sure it's not Legend.
It is, oh, Legend.
No, there'd be an accent mark somewhere.
True. You're right.
So Legend Journey is going up against our number 4 seed, Mobility. Defensive back. Defensive back out of Rice.
Yep.
Yep.
They
could
Mobility.
Have even spelled it regular like MOE, but nope.
No,
Mobility. I get even more.
That
great
rocks.
Name. Yeah. So I'll go first on this one. I think between Mobility and Legend Journey, Mobility is just, that's another, like, you put a lot of expectations on this kid. Because if he is, like, imagine he was like, he grew up with like a spinal issue.
Right. He was in a wheelchair.
Like, yeah. It's really fucked. Or like, I don't know what you would call him, like immobility. Like,
Stability
scooter. Yeah.
Yeah. Mobility scooter. That'd be tough. I would go with Mobility between these two. I think it just takes the edge over him. Danny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mobility, 10 out of 10 times. I think Billity is a cool last name.
Billity's a really cool last name.
Yeah. Extremely
again,
cool.
Spelling it M-O-H. How many M-O-H Mo's do we have in the world?
Right.
Not many.
If his name was Dissa, that would also be kind of
Disability.
Funny.
Don't disability. He's fast.
Nick.
Mobility. Mobility.
Mo 3 for Mobility. It's going to win, KB.
Yeah, the fact that his bloodline is Billities and they did the one thing they could have done, named him Mo, and he turned out to be a defensive back. Yeah, Mobility.
Mobility is going to win, but Rudy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Even if I could see a kid, you know, on the playground saying more like Nobility, and then they're like, fuck.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
fuck,
so,
damn. It's true. Yeah. It's a risk-reward.
So, yeah, no, it's a no-brainer. Mobility is perfect.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Clean sweep for Mobility. Great
Has
name.
To be.
So now we have the 8 versus the 9 seed. Parker Titsworth, offensive lineman from Ohio.
He looks like he wants to suck.
I don't know if you can see this too. He's got a chain around his neck. 69. That's his number. Not joking.
Oh, yeah.
I think that hurts him.
Which it does. I agree.
That makes it way worse.
Mm-hmm. Parker Titsworth, offensive lineman out of Ohio, is going up against our 9 seed. Pig Cage, defensive back, Louisiana Tech. Starting with you, Rudy, which one do you think is the better college football name?
I mean, Pig Cage is like a nickname that they would give a character in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, that's we're going like Old English almost, you know. I like Pig Cage. What was his, what was the other one's first name?
Parker.
Parker. Parker Titsworth. I really love when a first name perfectly matches what someone looks like. He looks like a Parker through and through.
He has the haircut of a Parker with the body of a Titsworth.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He looks like he's been sucking on milk the whole time. And even in the picture, I like that he's like looking for uppies. It looks like he's gazing upon a breast.
Yeah.
Parker Titsworth. Pig Cage? What the fuck? I don't know. Pig Cage I like because it's something, it's like something made out of a random name generator. Pig Cage.
No, it doesn't. That's not a name. The name's Pig.
Yeah, but like a yeah,
Pig would never show up in a name generator. Never, you could do ever, it, ever. You could run that simulation.
Maybe a random animal
times.
Generator.
Yeah, I guess. Like, like a nickname. I don't know.
It's like what they would name like a viral internet pig or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. It's put me in a tizzy. I'm going to go Pig Cage. I just like it better.
There's also a Nicolas Cage movie called Pig, which I just put
yes,
together.
That's right.
Yeah, very good movie too. Also, I think one thing taking me out of this a little is like Pig should be a defensive lineman or offensive lineman. I feel like Pig's
DB.
Not a DB name.
Doesn't play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, KB.
This is the first one that has alerted me that it may be fake. I can see you coming up with Pig Cage. Cage is a last name.
Wow, you're giving Kenjack a ton of credit.
In your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenjack has the brain power to think
that you could
Pig Cage. All right, what's a fake fucking that. Name?
It's like you're
and he like looks at a pig cage. He's like, I've got it.
Yeah. Figured it out.
As much as I appreciate that, like, the Titsworth boy grew up to like fit his name, he's an offensive lineman, he's a goofy big white boy, Pig Cage is doing it for me. Like, and he's smiling like he's been Pig Cage all his life.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny coming off the tongue. I'm going to go with Pig Cage.
Pig Cage, 2 votes, Nick.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pig Cage. I'm going to take Pig Cage.
Doesn't sound like a name at all.
I'm going Pig Cage.
Is that even what? A type of cage?
I think it'd be a sty.
Styes. Yeah, it'd be Pig Sty. So 3 is... Pig Cage is gonna win, but Danny.
Well, so going off of that, someone already did it better. And that was Pig Pen. That makes more sense.
Damn.
I like his nickname.
Wait,
he
but that's what
Penn
he calls.
Family.
That's what he calls his zone, like in coverage. It's like, oh, you're in the Pig Pen now. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's nice.
Ooh. Yeah,
or he could still say Cage.
Yeah, he could just still say Cage.
I love.
I like him not saying it, though. Like you're in the Pig area.
You're in the Pig area.
You're
now.
In the Pig
Dude,
area.
Say Cage. Say Cage.
I actually have my guard up on Parker Titsworth being fake, and you're trying to distract us.
The face is
the face. The 69 chain?
The 69 chain's believable. The face, I don't know, matches the skull.
If Titsworth had a Y at the end,
it's a celebrity mashup.
Change everything. If it was
Titsworth? Titsworthy. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Pig Cage because both the first and last have something. Parker's not really doing it.
Sorry, Parker.
Sorry, Parker. Yeah.
Pig Cage going to move on because I would vote for Pig Cage as well. Not that that would matter. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 13 or versus our chain option. Let's show you our 1 seed. General Booty from quarterback out of Louisa Monroe.
I was on Wake Up Mincy with him.
Yeah,
it was me and General Booty on the same Wake Up Mincy. He double booked us. I've done a podcast with General Booty.
Did you call him Sir?
No, I sure didn't.
Sir General Booty. General Booty, quarterback out of Louisiana Monroe, is our 1 seed. That's just, it's a perfect random college football name. But
who's joined today by Booty?
Before that, let's go into
our options.
I'm
sorry you're so early. I already got Booby Curry. Ooh.
Booby Curry, wide receiver out of Buffalo, is our first chain option of the day. And again, I will note that the fake option doesn't necessarily have to be one of the main seeds. It could be a play-in option. I'm just throwing it out there. Booby Curry. Next
I love
we
the
have
name Booby.
Chief Borders, defensive lineman out of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Jaden Muskrat.
Wait a minute.
Offensive lineman out of Auburn.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Major Burns, safety
That's
out of
great.
LSU. That's a good name.
Not a good name for a safety, though.
Squirrel White. Wide receiver out of Tennessee.
Squirrel White. Okay.
So out of these chain options, I'll go first. I'll say I really like Jaden Muskrat. That's just such a good last name.
Yeah, Kedjack, I love it. In fact,
Does anyone want to buy Jaden Muskrat?
Muskrat is probably the funniest possible last name. Yeah. It's a rodent, but a lesser known rodent.
Yeah, it's like an aquatic rodent.
Combined with like a cool like boy name.
Yeah, I'm Jaden Muskrat.
Like Well, that's my vote to win.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I'm voting for Jaden Muskrat as my first Cheyenne vote. Danny. You could buzz it if you want. I'm giving you have the option to buzz anything.
This is hard. General Booty's almost like too much.
Yeah. So this is just for the chain, and whoever goes into this goes against.
Here's the thing. I don't know what I like more: a regular first name with a funny last name, and that shows the parents are just like, yeah, we're the Muskrats. This is Jade. Like,
yeah.
Or like, if your last name's Booty, there's almost no escaping.
So they just roll with it.
Right.
I think General is a good pick for humor though, because it's not like General is like. You know,
they're giving him a weird first name to almost distract from Booty.
Commanding first name to almost add like a layer of like sincerity to the Booty family. General.
General Booty.
That's General Booty is funny.
Yeah. But be like again, this is all for Chain. Whoever wins this goes up against General Booty.
All right. I thought about it. I'm going Booby Curry.
Booby Curry?
Yeah.
Booby Curry getting one vote. Nick.
Muskrat, dude. Yeah.
What kind of sucks about that last name is like, can you like you can't ever be in a serious like you can't be President Muskrat like
you can't be.
Never
it rules out a lot of things. You don't want a Dr. Muskrat.
No.
You don't want a Dennis Muskrat. Like women aren't like they. I'm sure they think of their like nobody's writing like Allison Muskrat on their notebook.
Yeah, you're keeping your maiden name.
Yeah, absolutely. So two for Muskrat. KB?
Imagine a chick with the last name Muskrat. That would be tough too. Ooh,
she goes down 2 points.
It's the fact that they tried to like save it with Jaden, but Muskrat is such a disgusting foul.
It's a Muskrat.
It's two nouns. Like one means like an odor, and one means like the dirtiest rodent.
Like the mammal that's caused the most deaths in human history due to their filth.
I'm going Jaden Muskrat.
Jaden Muskrat's gonna make it.
Enunciating the K is tough too.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn. What's the other ones besides Booty and Muskrat?
You got Booby Curry, Chief Borders, Major
like
Burns.
Chief Borders just goes hard.
Chief Borders, yeah, it's a good name. Major Burns and Squirrel White.
I like the ones that like. There's some that are just so outrageous that it almost kind of like loses its luster because you can tell that like they're just like, okay, we're just gonna do some crazy stuff. But Jaden Muskrat, I do appreciate the like fact that it's like this is the Muskrat name. It's pretty weird, but not like Booby Curry. You know,
there's kind of like a level of shame to the Muskrats,
right?
Of just like let's give him the most normal name.
Yes,
because like if they name him Stinky,
and the look on his face tells me he really wants to just be Jaden.
Jaden M.
Hey,
he looks labored by it.
Yeah,
Mr. Muskrat. Yeah. So for that reason, I'm going Jaden Muskrat.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine you getting on a plane like this is your Captain Muskrat speaking.
I got to get off. I got to get off.
Get off immediately. So Jaden Muskrat.
And it fits offensive line.
Yeah. Jaden Muskrat going to move on. He's going to play against General Booty. Rudy, you're up first. General Booty versus Jaden Muskrat.
General Booty is stupid. Like, what? Naming your kid General when he has the last name Booty is very odd to me. Like, and also I keep thinking of it as names. It's like Booty and like a sort of a random array of butts. Like
a General Booty. It's general like booty. It's fine. Like it's not going to turn your head.
It's a run of the mill. You know, find it anywhere, Booty. I do like his face. I like his face. He's a humongous chin.
Great eyes.
He'd be a good general.
Yeah, he does look like that, but I still I don't know how to describe it, but there's just something about Jaden Muskrat. So I'm gonna go with that.
One for Jaden Muskrat. KB.
Yeah, General Booty is like a viral fad meme. Like once the novelty wears off, it's like so absurd, we're over it. We're over the joke. But Jaden Muskrat is everlasting.
Jaden Muskrat.
Yeah, it's just
that's a name like you make up. It's like that's it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this came a little bit later, I would buzz my alarm.
For Jaden Muskrat?
But I'm not going to.
Two for Jaden Muskrat. Nick.
We have next round at least. We'll see him again. Jaden Muskrat.
Another Jaden Muskrat's gonna win, but Danny.
Yeah, General Booty too, like male stripper name for me, Jaden Muskrat.
Mm-hmm.
It also weirds me out thinking about his mom being like General.
Yeah. Miss Booty.
Miss
Booty's kind of sick.
Miss New Booty.
I remember I made a bet a while back when I heard about General Booty, and it was he was playing against Texas that Arch Manning is on for the Arch yeah. Booty bet. Like it was
oh beautiful.
And it just didn't
I didn't mean to do that. I just said it weird.
I really wanted that one to hit, did not hit. But yeah, so Jaden Muskrat's gonna move booty. On.
Booty run the spread.
The spread offense. So before we get to the second half, let's talk about Rocket Money. Start of the new year is a perfect time to get organized, set goals, and prioritize what matters most. For us, top priority is financial wellness, which feels more important than ever. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Seeing all your subscriptions in one place and you can know exactly where your money is going. For ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. They can even help try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills and find opportunities to save, and then they ask them to negotiate for you. Can ask them for to negotiate for you, which is awesome. They deal with customer service that you don't have to. They have over 5 million users and have saved them a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when all using all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/bracket today. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket, rocketmoney.com/bracket.
Nice.
Okay, on the other side, we have number 6 seed versus the number 11 seed. Let me back up into it. First up, Demon Clowney, defensive lineman out of Charlotte, which is an
Jadavian.
I meant to look it up, but I did not get to it. He has to be related, I would assume. Also playing defensive end in this, and I think Jadavian went to like South Carolina, right? Like so close. So I don't know. But Demon is the perfect defensive end name. Like,
yeah,
you can't get better than that.
That's scary. How would like the parents just be like, oh, what are you going to name him? It has to be a nickname.
They had to balance out the clowny. It's like a yin yang. Half evil.
Scary clown.
Demon clown is the scariest thing. That's a Yu-Gi-Oh card, right?
It is. Saggy the Dark Clown, right?
Saggy.
Yeah. So Demon Clowny is going up at number 6 seed. Panda Askew, offensive lineman out of East Carolina.
And Jack. Oh, because Askew.
Panda Askew
is such.
So it's Ken Jack using like a. He has to have something Asian.
Yeah. Askew is such a.
I don't want to be the first.
Hey, Panda, let me ask you.
Hey, we're running low on options. If you're going to call him, you got to call him eventually.
I'm buzzing on Panda Askew.
Buzzing on Panda Askew?
Yeah.
You are wrong. Panda Askew, real player.
Okay. Well, that makes me love that name more.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh shit. So Panda Askew, very real person, going up against again Demon Clowney. We'll start with me, I think, this time. I think between these two, Panda Askew is a funny name, but Demon Clowney, that's like the best college football name for that position too. Like defensive line is just that, you can't get much better than that. Getting sacked by a literal demon, like,
yeah,
it's fucking miserable. That's getting sacked.
Yeah, but he's
by
not Panda Askew.
He's not Panda Askew. Yeah.
Panda Askew's a real guy. I'm going with Demon Clowney, though. So one for Demon Clowney. Danny.
I'm going Demon Clowney, too.
Demon Clowney. It is such an offsetting name. Demon Clown. Like, or what do they call it? Like, I forget. But yeah, so Demon Clowney getting 2 votes right now. Nick?
You guys just don't get it.
Yeah,
it's Panda
oh my
Askew.
God. Yeah, it's Panda trying to get my vote.
It's... yeah, final. inning. Panda skew. Actually, I'm going to use my double vote power.
Double vote. I keep forgetting people have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, everyone's. Yeah.
Two for Panda Askew, KB.
Yeah, I mean, Demon Clowny is like epic and mystical, but Panda Askew is my favorite type of name because both the first and last names are completely ridiculous. They don't go together whatsoever. Askew is even more ridiculous of a name. It's whimsical, and then they just added a panda for no reason to try to make Askew. I'm going Panda Askew.
Another one for Panda Askew, Rudy.
I love Panda Askew because it is something that could be in a sentence and make sense, but I don't think anyone's ever said it. Look at that.
Like
panda
before askew. Him, yes.
Look at that panda. He's so askew. And I like that he looks kind of like a nerd. I feel like he could be platinum in League of Legends and his name is Panda.
That's so sick.
Yeah, I was always gonna go Panda Skew. Demon Clown is a cool name.
It is cool.
But
it's a better name.
Yeah.
It's a better name.
But Panda Askew. Remarkable.
I love it.
Remarkably odd.
Yeah, it's odd.
If this ever gets to him, a full invite to my crew.
Yeah, you're starting your crew up with Panda Askew, but then you're not gonna invite.
That's a foundational piece for a crew.
Hey, you know what? I claim Jaden Muskrat then for my crew.
Fair. I'll make that deal.
Mm-hmm. And I hope he has brothers, the Askew brothers.
Oh my God, they're all endangered species.
Yeah. Komodo Askew.
Dodo Askew. That's extinct.
So Panda Askew gonna move on. Now we have our number 3 versus our 14 seed. Dude person. Defensive
no, back. Oh, Ken Jack, you must think we're fucking stupid.
I don't know though. He would hide it better.
Dude is the best. He looks like an awesome guy.
Dude,
that's
person?
A great dude. Dude person. Defensive back out of Central Arkansas.
Fucking incredible.
Oh my gosh.
And dude person is going up against number 14 seed, Rhino Tapatotai. Offensive lineman.
I do too.
Yeah, I believe that's his name.
Yeah, I love this dude. Just a perfect, perfect name for an offensive lineman. You earnestly cannot get better than that. So dude person versus Rhino Tapatotai. You're up first, Rudy.
Rhino Tapatotai
is
terrifying. He's got golden teeth on the canines.
On the canines.
Yeah.
That
the tusks.
As soon as he learned his name, knew exactly what his life trajectory was going to be.
He's so lucky he has that eyebrow scar, too. Unless they shaved. Is it?
Either way, it's terrifying.
Can we do that? Yeah.
All right.
Dude person fucking rules, though. Like, that is so dumb. Dude person. it's the same thing twice.
The only thing that could be funnier if it was like Mick person.
Yeah.
But like I genuinely think it's the perfect name.
It's so descriptive.
I'm not joking.
It's awesome. It is so awesome.
That's what they should say instead of John Doe when somebody is murdered.
Yeah, we got a dude person in the river.
Bro human.
Yeah, I'm going person. I love the fact that it's just two ways to describe someone.
It's redundant.
Yeah.
So do one for dude person, KB.
Go. What's the other one?
Rhino.
Rhino Tapatotai.
Okay. I think Pacific Islander last names are amazing.
Yeah.
They're like almost like rhythmic and melodic. But I think Rhino is a little bit try hard.
Being named after a dick pill's tough.
Ooh, I was thinking of the animal.
Yeah, me too.
I hadn't thought of
that. That never registered.
Oh, you're right. Oh my gosh.
I named this beast after the dick pill.
Yeah. Rhinos are in danger. They just don't have enough supply.
Rhino is like base level, like what a kindergartner thinks is the coolest animal before like they really get into octopi.
The dad was probably a beast football player, humongous, and it was a little bit too serious of a name giving. But dude person, because the last name, like person isn't a last name.
That's what he is.
And they just said, yeah, I'm going dude person. I think it may be fake, but I love it so much. I'm not going to sound the alarm.
I'm not going to call it out. Two for dude person. Nick.
dude person, again, the best, that is the best possible name a human being can have. Because, like, you can't be an asshole being dude person. Like, look, he's like, dude, he know, he's, look at, he's like fitting the role perfectly.
I don't think you can even give him a nickname. I think you always have to call him dude person.
It's dude person.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you not invite dude person to every single
Mr. thing? Person,
regardless of like how a you sim. Feel about him, it's like, oh, we gotta have dude person there. We should bring
we have to have DP person. Here, no question. Yeah.
Dude person,
yeah,
mm-hmm. It's perfect. Crew invite as well, but
for dude person,
yeah.
So, right now, you got Panda Askew and dude person.
That's all I really need.
Yo, just wait.
Big vote for dude person.
Big vote for dude dude
yeah,
person.
I'm using my big vote, Ken Jack. So it counts the same, but it's big.
Tell us he's fake.
What? You have to call
no,
it
no, but if we I'm going no, but I feel like if we all go no, you're gonna have to reveal, right?
What? No.
Okay. I don't think so.
He wins the prize.
I haven't
then we already lost.
If he fools though. Us.
It's you'll
okay,
see.
I guess we can... well, all right.
Let's say this at the end of the round, if no one has, and I'll go through the options maybe again,
yeah,
just so that we get the full length. We can,
but when you know we buzz, called. can we buzz for a name that we've seen and then I can go back
mm-hmm. at the end of the first round? I'll give you all the names.
Don't
again,
be
you...
pussies, buzz,
yeah. All right,
yeah, I guess you lose the buzz, yeah. So, Nick, you're going with dude person,
yeah,
Danny.
I love dude person, straight to the point, but anytime there's a random apostrophe four letters into the last name, I love that too. Mm. Rhino Tapatui. I think I'm going Rhino.
You everyone's pronouncing
Tapatutai.
Tapatotai. I looked it up to make
to-tai.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Good ass name. I would go with dude person as well. It's the perfect name.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
So dude person's going to move on. Now we have the number 7 seed versus the 10 seed. First up, King Large.
Amazing.
Offensive lineman out of SMU. Just a humongous dude, almost impossible. You couldn't play any other position. I don't even think he could play defensive line as King.
No,
Lynch.
He's offensive line.
Yeah. And he's going up against Wet Gaylord, offensive lineman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Out of Greenbrier.
I'm sounding
buzz,
it.
Buzz,
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 buzz.
Kyle.
Green...
You guys know who that is? Do you not see who that is?
Very clearly. Buzzing.
Oh, it's Dave.
It's Wet Gaylord.
From Greenbrier.
From yeah, sorry, whoops. Wet Gaylord, offensive lineman out of Greenbrier College.
It was Dave.
Yeah, you did it.
I was so I wanted Wet to be someone's.
I swear to God, I thought I changed his name to Big and Stinky.
Wet is great
with the H okay, yeah.
And two T's.
Two T's.
Yeah. So you guys are sounding the alarm on Wet Gaylord.
I don't know. I think we let it go.
From what college is Greenbrier?
It's an all women's college in West Virginia. I hope that went above. Okay.
You made him look like the type of fact where he like bumps into things.
I didn't edit this.
Yeah. Clumsy fat.
This is what? His college baseball.
Yes,
photo.
You did.
No,
edit
this
it.
Is yeah. College baseball photo.
You
look it up.
You made it. This is your specialty.
Stop.
No, look up it. Look up his college. Look
that,
up.
No, this will be all Northeast. Over the internet. No.
Stop.
I'm telling you.
You this is so in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, this is the most Ken Jack move.
The real picture is like almost just as funny. It has this nice burgundy background.
Is that what makes it just as funny?
Yes.
He's either morbidly obese or has a burgundy background.
Yeah, the burgundy background.
This was his baseball picture in college, yes. And it looks like it's just way too nice for a baseball roster photo.
Dave Willow.
I've seen it.
When I say burgundy, like not, the curtains.
He's definitely chubbier, but not that.
Look at the picture.
I'm looking at it. I see the burgundy.
I texted you this before.
It's actually. A nice burgundy.
It's
so,
not too far off at all.
So Wet Gaylord versus King Large. My vote, I'm going, I can't vote Wet Gaylord. On account
you almost
got
to go Wet Gaylord, right?
But he's not real, which makes it tough. I'll give King Large the honorary vote. I'll give Wet Gaylord my real vote. Danny.
King Large.
One.
King has the first name. Yep.
Is offensive line Kunkin Dunlap that played for the Chargers for a while. Big ass dude.
I gotta go Gaylord.
You gotta go
Gaylord. I mean, fine last name. You've heard it before. But Wet as a first name.
Just brings it to the next level.
Brings it to the next level.
Two for Wet Gaylord. KB.
I think Large is a very funny last name.
Yeah.
I think a lot could go before Large and make it even funnier, like Wet.
Yeah, Wet Large. Large
would be great. Mm-hmm. Even like a regular name like Greg Large. Mm-hmm.
Greg Large is good.
Todd Large.
Todd Large.
But I gotta go Wet Gaylord.
Wet Gaylord's gonna win, but Rudy?
I like Wet Gaylord. I really do. He looks like he comes from a long line. Like, you know, Gaylord is sort of a regal name. I feel like an old English right or something like that. And so I like the idea that his family is like very prestigious and he's sort of not fulfilling their goals, but they got him into Greenbrier through family connections. And he's doing his very best, but it is not enough. So I like Wet Gaylord.
Wet Gaylord, going to move on. Now we have our two seed versus the second chain game. Our two seed is Memorable Factor, linebacker out of Duke.
Memorable, of course he goes to Duke.
Yeah, Memorable Factor, linebacker out of Duke is our two seed. I don't think you could script a less memorable face. Like I'm gonna go into
he's a fine looking man. Duke
face. No, that's not. You could be a good looking guy and not be memorable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm gonna look into the.
That face looks like it's gonna catch a charge at some point.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're just saying that because of Duke. Probably. So let's do our chain options. Blazing Lonnell Wong, defensive lineman out of ASU. I'm blazing that Lonnell Wong today. Good
Ooh,
name.
Blazing's a good name.
Yeah. Fat Watts, wide receiver of Tulane. Great name, Fat Watts.
Yeah, that's good.
Shitasilla, defensive end out of Purdue.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
There might be another fake one. No, the rest of these are all real. Tiger Shanks, offensive lineman out of UNLV.
Look at him.
Wow.
Good name.
It's a big boy. No shoulders. Trip Woody, kicker out of Iowa.
That's funny.
That's funny. Last
one. Just a good ass name. So we'll start with you, Rudy. Do you want Blazing Lonnell Wong, Fat Watts, Shitasilla, Tiger Shanks, or Trip Woody?
I want Fat Watts because I like that his last name is a unit of measurement of like energy, right? Like electricity.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Fat is ridiculous.
Imagine he married General Booty.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, just imagine.
I'm trying.
You're General Booty married? Dude, first of all.
Well, I'm assuming they take General Booty's last name.
Yeah.
Can't be, because General Watts, actually, fuck, that sounds kind of good too, but Fat Booty sounds great.
That's the name.
And I like that his nickname or his first name is a slang term from the 90s.
Dante still uses it.
Does he?
And Wicked. That concert was wicked.
Yeah, that's a Boston thing. For sure.
I don't even know how you use fat.
I don't, like, either. I don't even know fat. How I could. Like,
search good. Your text messages for fat. Have you been texted fat?
Dante, I swear to God.
It's all Dante.
I'll look at his Twitter. He still uses words like that.
Yeah, I'm going Fat Watts.
You going with Fat Watts? Imagine Wads. That actually might be.
Fat Wads would be good.
For money, yeah. KB?
Oh. I might go Fat Watts too. I think you're having a little bit too much fun if you name your son Fat, but it rolls with Watts. It stays funny to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Fat Watts.
I also like Tesla. Someone asked him about his like Tesla coil, and he's like,
I'm producing Fat Watts.
Fat Watts.
Two for Fat Watts. Nick.
What was the hyphenated last name?
Blazing Lonnell Wong.
Yep. Blazing Lonnell Wong.
That's almost too cool. Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah, I like
he's
that
good
a
too.
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So one for Blazing Lonnell Wong. Danny.
This is the hardest one yet. I think we're sleeping on Tiger Shanks. I think
of course.
Tiger Shanks is undeniably cool. Right. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? Scylla.
Shitta.
Shitta is insane.
Shitta.
Shitta?
Shitta is just disrespectful.
That makes me feel sad.
It's almost too mean.
Yeah.
That's a nickname. It's got to be a nickname.
It's got to be a nickname.
What was the first one, Kenjack?
Blazing Lonnell Wong?
Yeah, that sounds
Blazing Lonnell Wong.
That sounds the coolest. Like, it's soon to be a weed.
A weed strain.
Blazin sounds like, for some, it like sounds like a first name.
Mm-hmm. Blazin, yeah.
Fat Watts could also be a strain of weed with like cocaine in it or something. Like, yeah, sure. Energy.
Those Watts are fat. I'm gonna go with Blazin.
Blazin Lana Wong. So it's Blazin tied up Lana between Wong. Blazin Lana Wong and Fat Watts.
This is a really tough decision for you, Ken Jack.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a bind here. Blazin Lana Wong sounds cool, and he's a good player. I don't know if Fat Watts is a good player, but I saw, like, when I looked up Blazin Lana Wong, like, there's a million articles about it. But Fat Watts is so good.
Are you not altering their names at all?
No.
Like a Dan to a Daniel, nothing like that?
No. Oh, not touched. Okay. And by the way, I made the list and consulted Liam Blutman on it as well, and he gave me a bunch of a couple other options as well. So Fat Watts versus Blazin, I think I got to go with, like, who's going to have a chance against memorable factor? Blazin Lana Wong. I'm going to go with Blazin.
Yeah. I can respect that.
So Blazin versus memorable factor, and this is going to be my vote first. The memorable factor just does not fit that guy's face at all. Like, I think that, I forgot that kind about of hurts.
Yeah,
see, you forgot about memorable factor. That makes a huge, that's a huge problem. So yeah, I'm going to go.
He looks like one of those infomercial guys who just committed a heinous crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta go with Blazin Lana Wong. Danny,
I hate memorable factor.
Jesus, he's a boy.
No, I don't even think that doesn't have a ring to it.
The name,
like a sentence fragment. I'm going Blazin Lana Wong.
Two for Blazin Lana Wong. Nick,
Blazin.
Three for Blazin Lana Wong. He's gonna advance with KB.
Blazin Lana Wong.
Blazin Lana faster. Wong.
Blazin Lana Wong.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Blazin's going to win. Is it going to be clean sweep, Rudy?
Yes, because there's something about Lana Wong.
Lana Wong.
That just has this sort of through line that is just silky, very pleasing. Yeah. It's silky. Memorable factor is
your tongue's got a lot of mouth work, a lot of jaw work. Memorable fact. It sounds like something you repeat to yourself, like slip up.
Memorable factor.
Yeah.
Memorable factor. Actually, factor.
I despise the first name, memorable.
It's
so bad.
Memorable.
It's hard to say almost. Yeah. Memorable.
It's just, you had so much to work with factor.
Yeah.
And you name your kid memorable.
What's a better first name?
Kyle.
I mean, Kyle Factor.
Kyle Factor's funny.
That is cool.
Factor. She's got the Kyle Factor.
Reese Factor.
Girl, it's like hitting on a girl. Like, I think you have a Kyle Factor.
Yeah.
Xavier.
Xavier.
You guys Factor. You guys didn't consider the Kyle Factor.
Yeah. I think you need to.
Beer.
I think you need to factor me in.
Fuck. Fear Factor would have been good. Yeah. Either way, Blazin Lana Wong, going to move on. Before we do our playoffs, let's hear from Roan Apparel. Rome has the, our good buddy Roan. Rona has the premium premium pieces, rather, to elevate any occasion. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, and blazers, all boosted with functional performance properties. You want to look good without having to think about it? Roan's layerable. That'd be a good name for this, actually.
Layerable factor.
Yeah, layerable factor, yeah. Durable, refined wardrobe is easy to style and exudes confidence. Exudes would also be a good name for this. And confidence. Effortlessly in a wide range of social and professional events, it is time for unparalleled confidence without all the hassle. Each piece in Roan's commuter collection is made to coordinate and layer for an instantly elevated look. The collection also features wrinkle-release technology and is 100% machine washable. Looking good is that easy. We love Roan here. The wrinkle-release thing is amazing because not everyone has dryers that just work. Something I've learned, they're not all created equal, so that helps a lot. The commuter collection can get you through any workday and straighten whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/bracket and use code bracket. It's time to embody your most confident self. Shout out to our buddy Roan. All right, first matchup of the playoffs, Mobility versus Turbo Richard. Ooh. It's a matchup of the fast or speed or agility. I don't know what you would want to call it. Mobility versus Turbo Richard. Rudy.
Mobility versus Turbo Richard.
Come on, Rudy.
There's one answer.
I think that mobility is too silly.
You're really going to say that to Mo?
It's a serious world.
Yo, you're going to say your name's silly? Mo is a normal first name, which I like.
But it's not spelled the same way, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Turbo. But if they just did M-O or M-O-E, yeah.
Man, this is a tough one. I'm going to go, nah, mobility rules. I'm going to go mobility.
Mobility, one vote.
KB. That's where you're wrong. I'm torn.
Turbo that, Richard like, is so good.
Yeah, Turbo Richard is funnier. Ability is, I mean, it's crazy that that is the last name he was given. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to go Turbo Richard.
One for Turbo Richard. It kind of sounds like a name they would have given one of the characters in like The Ringer. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Turbo Rich. It sounds like, do you remember Action League Now on the show Kablam? Turbo Richard seems like he'd be.
It's all of us.
He'd excel there.
Yeah. Hold on. We're cutting out.
Yeah.
Hello?
You're good now.
Testing, Turbo, you got me?
Turbo Richard. Yeah.
Turbo Richard.
Yeah.
Two for Turbo Richard. Danny.
I'm going Mobility. It's one of those Bart Simpson prank call names. It has a nice ring to it. Again, it's the last name for me. Ability.
Ability is a great name.
Ability is great.
Between these two, both of these parents knew what they were doing. Like they did a great job. It took a big risk, big reward with the names.
But the Richard family could have gone with a normal name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But like but they risked it. You know what I'm saying, with the name Turbo.
Yeah, they did risk. They did risk.
I think I'll go with. I gotta go with Mobility. It's better.
This is devastating.
Yeah, Mobility gonna move on. So now on the other end, Jaden Muskrat versus Pig Cage. Kind of a matchup of just the disgusting,
dirty animals,
foul animal matchup between Pig Cage and Jaden Muskrat. I'm riding with. He's in my honorary invite to the crew, so I'm gonna go Jaden Muskrat. Off the bat, Danny.
Jaden Muskrat. I wasn't that big on Pig Cage to begin with.
Two.
Yeah.
Jaden. Jaden Muskrat, Nick.
It's got to be Jaden Muskrat here. I'm sorry, Pig.
Yeah, we're real sorry to Pig. KB?
It's Jaden Muskrat. I still love naming a baby boy Pig Cage, just telling him to fend for himself.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, there you go.
Does he name it a Piglet?
It would almost have to.
They could have went with like a cooler animal, but I'm gonna go Jaden Muskrat.
Yeah, even like Warthog Cage would have worked kind of well. Not really.
I don't want Wart or Hog in my name, preferably.
Fair.
Boar,
Rudy.
Yeah, Jaden Muskrat has a perfect level of believability, but just the right dash of silliness. It sounds like a feel-good character in like a Hallmark movie that no one believes in. The underdog story of Jaden Muskrat, the boy who no one ever believed in. So I like Jaden Muskrat.
Jaden Muskrat's going to move on. So we have Jaden Muskrat versus Mobility to go into the finals. Rudy, you're up first.
We got this kind of thing with Jaden Muskrat, I feel like. And Mobility, it's just Mobility is like max silliness. And then Jaden Muskrat is just a very weird but somehow believable real name. So I'm torn.
Muskrat is a less believable last name than Bility.
Yeah, it is.
I guess it is. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But just the Mo aspect takes it to a whole nother level.
I can't think of a funnier animal to have as your last
name.
It's
the funniest.
Slug?
Platypus?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's almost too Muskrat is.
It's matching many game line like, perfectly.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's why I love Jaden Muskrat is that it just rides a line that is so thin. So I'm gonna go Jaden Muskrat.
Would you believe if there was a guy named his name was like Mike Giraffe? Like I don't think I'd believe that.
I wouldn't believe Mike Giraffe. No.
No. There's certain. I think like if you get more exotic animals, like peacock works. That's real. But yeah. I don't know.
Hawk. Don't know. Ethan Hawk.
But also, like, last names, like, you know, like, Cooper and, like, Smith, like, they all came from, like, your profession or whatever. Like, Muskrat is not an old English name. That's a newer animal. So, like, what was the Muskrat ancestor doing that got the name
Muskrat? I
really
want to know their family history and lineage.
Yeah, me too. KB.
Was some guy on Ellis Island just wiling? He's like, hey, I pick one guy a day that I fuck over.
Sounds like a hillbilly gang, the Muskrats.
That is cool.
Yeah. One for Jaden Muskrat, KB.
Yeah, it's the juxtaposition between Jaden and Muskrat. Jaden being like a cute, athletic,
it's a popular
biracial
name.
Boy, with Muskrat, just the most hideous trash, rodent trash. Jaden Muskrat,
two votes, Nick.
You got to go with Muskrat. I'm looking at his Instagram right now.
He seems like a very happy guy.
Yeah, he seems good.
Yeah. Three for Jaden Muskrat. Danny?
Yeah, I would have gone mobility.
Mobility would have gotten one word from you. I think between these two, the Muskrat is just so unbelievable that I would go Jaden Muskrat. So Jaden Muskrat's going to move into the finals. And then before we get to the other side of the finals, last ad of the day from our fine friends over at DraftKings. I think they want me to do like a Jim Mora voice for this. So like the NFL playoffs. We're talking about NFL playoffs.
Oh, actually, yeah, they do.
They did that in one of their commercials. I think they had Jim Mora come back for that. You bet we are. Get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is the key to winning the NFL playoffs, and the key to you scoring big is betting them on DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Here's another reason to watch your favorite players crush it in the playoffs. New customers bet $5 to win, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Score big during the NFL playoffs with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for the new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly, where you bet just you only have to bet $5. It's crazy. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. I use them. I made a big combo, like four-leg bet on the Chargers game, and it hit, which is great because it takes 1/100th of the sting out of getting your dick ripped off, which is nice. Shout out to DraftKings. It's very fun.
You think after throwing – you were still a Herbert believer?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I have no choice. Let's be fair. He threw two interceptions. He didn't throw four. Two of those threw people's hands. You don't count that, right?
I would say three for sure that game.
Two. The Will Disley, he threw it to somebody one, and then an end of game just heave. You don't count those. Those don't count towards your – they shouldn't count towards your official
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Enjoy Mike McCarthy, bitch. Now we have on those. Now on the other side of the playoffs, we have Dude Person versus Panda Askew.
Final.
This is a battle for the ages. I gotta go first, and I gotta go Dude Person. I think I'm not gonna try and think about it. And the more I think about it, the more I'm gonna question myself. So I'm just gonna say straight up Dude Person, Danny.
I'm gonna do the same, Dude Person. We're going funniest, right?
Just best.
Or best, right? That's what I meant. That's the best. You're never going to find that combination.
There's no better name ever.
You'll never find that combination again.
Nick?
It's Dude Person. Unbelievable.
Thank God he found his way into the public eye. Can you imagine like he wasn't a college athlete?
I would never. That
would also be funny if he was a.
Yeah, it was just like an accountant or a banker.
Dr. Dude Person.
About to get a deal with Dude Perfect.
Yeah, he should run the census. He should be like the head of the census.
he should. <Katie.
laughs> It's Dude Person. Kills me to see Panda Askew go so early, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dude Person's going to win, but Rudy?
Yeah, I'm with Dude Person. I really love Panda Askew, but the panda part, now that I'm thinking about it, kind of... Askew is just such a great, weird last name.
A lot could go with the Askew.
And I like if he was
or not go.
If he was Ricky Askew...
Mm-hmm. Like, I know an Askew.
No, you don't. Yes. You've been sitting on knowing an Askew.
It's a, hear me. Yeah. It's a guy, and his name is Shannon.
Shannon Askew.
Yeah, he was just this old regular at this bar I worked at.
Wait.
Yeah, he was just.
All right. If that's like a known last name, then I'm fine.
Yes.
Letting him go.
Yes, Dude Person is great. I'm gonna go with that.
Dude Person gonna move on the top end.
You're friends with him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Askew, great name. So on the top end, we have Blazin' Lano Wong versus Wet Gaylord to move on up against Dude Person. This is going to be a rough one. So Rudy, you're up first. Wet Gaylord versus Blazin' Lano Wong.
I don't want to push forward a fake. And Blazin' Lano Wong is a name that you want to say the full name. That's a great name when you have someone that you're like, oh, that's Blazin' Lano Wong. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You want to say the full thing. The whole thing sounds great. There's this nice little up and down melody to it. And I find that appealing. And I like Blazin' Lano Wong.
Blazin' Lano Wong, one vote, KB.
Yeah, Blazin' Lano Wong is such a cool name that I'm prioritizing cool over funny with this one, even though the one is fake. And I'm going to go Blazin' Lano Wong.
Blazin' Lano Wong, two votes. Nick?
Yeah, I got to go with the real one here, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Because I love Wet as a first name.
I think Wet with any, Wet Kennedy would be funny.
Sounds like a terrible band.
Wet Junda is good.
Wet Junda
rocks.
Yeah.
If you were on Wet Williams, Dave's realized.
Oh, yeah. It's real
Wet Williams.
That's actually perfect. Yeah. Fuck, I should have done that.
Dave Williams might be the least fun name.
Oh, yeah. Nothing fun about that.
His dad is William Williams.
That's good.
Yeah.
Will Williams is good. As long as it's not, William he doesn't Williams. Go by William. He goes by William.
Does. Mm-hmm.
Not as fun. Danny?
As much as I want Dave to lose a competition he doesn't even know he's a part of, I got to go Blazing Long Along.
Yep.
Last Blazing Long Along. Off the tongue.
Yeah, I would go Blazing as well just to get Wet Gaylord out of here. So Blazing Lana Wong versus Dude Person to go into the finals. I love Blazing Lana Wong. Happy the 15 seed made it out, chain gang guy. The Dude Person's just wiping the floor with Blazing Lana Wong here, in my opinion. So one for Dude Person, Danny.
Don't be a moron.
It's got to be Dude Person.
Thank you, Danny.
I just love saying Blazing Lana Wong.
It's great.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can still say it as much as you want.
All right, thank you. That's all. Dude Person, then.
Nick. It's Dude Person. It's Dude Person.
Mm-hmm. Dude Person, KB.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's like question. A Muppet name.
Yeah, it's so good because I like the idea of
that's a Jim Henson creation.
It's like in a TV show and they're trying to fake their name and they look around like, Dude Person.
He looks at his hand. He's like, dude.
Yeah.
He looks at his other hand. Person.
Imagine like he gets pulled over. He probably gets shit from the cops. Like,
yeah, this isn't
not
real.
For that reason.
Oh, that's a nightmare for trying to get into bars. I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's what I liked about it because I was thinking about the dad in the delivery room and like the lowest amount of effort. They're like, "What are you gonna name him?" And he's like, already on his way out there. He's like, dude person. So yeah, I love dude person.
Dude Person, clean sweep. So our finals are Dude Person versus Jaden Muskrat. Going to be a tough one. Rudy, you're up first.
I just said it, but I am in love with the remarkable lack of effort on Dude Person. even though I know that they probably were like, oh, let's name him Dude. There probably was a lot of thought and everything. It's very intentional, but I like the idea of it just being like a fucking Dude Person, dude. Just like he's just a dude guy. I love dude.
Yeah.
Just calling your baby dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Screaming dude out the window when he's like out in the yard.
Why are you
dude,
crying,
come
dude? Time for bad dude.
One for Dude Person, KB.
Yeah, I love Dude Person. And I love that he's not at like a school like LSU or like a Power Five. He's at Central Arkansas in the middle of nowhere. Most forgettable school. And there's Dude Person.
What's their nickname?
I don't even know.
The Central Arkansas? Let's see.
Yeah. That what city is that in?
I think it's Conway.
They are the Bears, I guess. Bruce D. Bear is their mascot. I don't know if that helps. Central Arkansas
is in Conway.
College location. Where the fuck is this place?
Conway.
Oh, Conway, Arkansas. I don't know where that is. Two for Dude Person right now, Nick.
Dude Person. It's Dude Person.
Mm-hmm. Dude Person, Danny.
Dude Person. We might have to do a follow-up episode finding out all their sibling names. I would love to know the rest.
I was trying to find the Muskrat family. I could no avail. Dudette has this sister.
Which is like another word for like human person. Like what else? How do you describe a human? Like a person or like an entity? I don't know.
Man.
You do like bro person.
Guy.
Woman person.
Homie person.
Dude Person. Clean. I'm going to get a clean sweep. I mean, Dude Person. Although I do want to give our flowers to Jaden Muskrat because that is just
silver medal.
Mm-hmm. He better have a son. Carry on that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the other honorable mentions ones, we had Cannon Coffee, which I thought was kind of cool.
Woo!
That's
Stone,
a cool name.
Stone Handy. It's a pretty good one.
That's good. It can't be for a wide receiver.
Icy Hopkins. Pretty good.
Oh.
Oh. That might have won.
Darrealist Crawford was also on there, but he also
Yep.
And Dodge Saucer, which is also just a bizarre name.
First, I'm Darrealist.
Yeah, Dodge Saucer. The winner is Dude Person, episode 158, the best college football names. We'll be back next week when we talk. See you guys then.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.